the next installment of Dead Stop, our summer road trip to interesting cemeteries and final resting places, takes us to the U.S.-Canadian border. That's the theme music for Dead Stop, by the way. NPR's Jackie Northam visited Grindstone Island, where cemeteries are plentiful and the number of dead is unknown.
Grindstone Island is just 3 miles north of the U.S. mainland, a straight shot by powerboat across the St. Lawrence River from Clayton, New York. It's an American island in a waterway shared by the U.S. and Canada. It's part of the Thousand Islands. There's only one public dock on Grindstone. Ken Deedy has owned a summer cabin on Grindstone Island since 1964. We're also accompanied on our tour by another summertime resident, 19-year-old Jack Groby. Despite the age difference, the two share a deep love of the island and its history. Grindstone is indeed a beautiful, rugged island, just 15 square miles, with thick forests, deep wetlands, and farms. Deedy says there are only about 130 households on the island. There's no bridge or ferry service to Grindstone. In the past, wealthy summer residents could leave on their own boat at the end of the season. Many of the poorer residents would have to wait and walk to the mainland once the water froze over.
About 8 people stay here year-round. It's a very tough life.
Perhaps it's the remoteness of the island or just the spirit of the place that has led to a certain laissez-faire attitude to burial habits. Deedy points to a map of Grindstone and says he doesn't quite know how many cemeteries there are on the island.
Every store that I put on the map is a cemetery that I'm aware of anyway.
So how many have we got there then?
3, 6, 8.
Not counting
the guys planted outside my guest house.
Yeah. Those are just the cemeteries we're aware of.
Deedy nods to a small grove of oak and maple trees next to his guest house, where there are the remains of his aunt's 84-year-old boyfriend, who loved the island and wanted to be buried there.
I got myself a shovel, dug a hole, and filled it and put a rock on top of it, granite. Local granite rock. It's not engraved or anything. And then when I told my nephew, who was about 23 at the time, he got really upset and took a tape measure and measured to see how far it was from his bed. So.
When Deedy and Groby start touring the island, the main mode of transportation is all-terrain vehicles. You can see where remains are marked, with just a simple rock or a lilac tree or a piece of beautiful pink granite that's pervasive on this island. Each one is distinctly different than the other. Groby says people on Grindstone learned long ago to take responsibility when their loved ones die.
There was no official cemetery. It wasn't like, oh, Grandma died, we better take her to the cemetery. It was Grandma died, well, where are we going to put her on the farm?
Deedy says many of the graves hold the remains of only one person and are, quote, private cemeteries. But he's not certain they're legal.
I just don't ask questions like that, you know, or you're allowed to. Who cares?
There is one small official cemetery on Grindstone Island with tended lawns and proper headstones. But Deedy and Groby say there are probably hundreds of people buried on Grindstone that no one knows about. Others are communal plots.
We are headed to what we call the Civil War Cemetery.
This isn't an official military cemetery. In fact, it's a remote community plot with some Civil War vets. The cemetery is on a slight hill. There are about a dozen small white crosses, often planted next to rocks. Groby says the site was neglected for many years. 10 or 15 years ago, no one knew what was in here. But now residents maintain it. And that leads to some surprises.
And right now we're heading over to a thicket with a grave I was not aware of. Oh, 1864.
I didn't know about this. This must have been overgrown.
This is a new grave.
This was probably obscured by this honeysuckle, which is an invasive tree, and it's been recently cleared out. But this is one of the Civil War dead.
Perhaps one of the most special cemeteries on Grindstone is in a small clearing on one of the highest spots on the island. 4 Adirondack chairs sit between oak and pine trees. They overlook the fields leading to the St. Lawrence River. The luscious scent of milkweed drifts through the area. The site belongs to Imogene Augsbury. 2 of Augsbury's husbands are buried here, as are her parents. Another stone belongs to her son. Augsbury says she loves to sit and meditate at her cemetery.
We love to walk up here and sit, look at the view on a beautiful day.
Even at his tender age, Jack Groby says when his time is up, he also wants to be buried on Grindstone.
It's a beautiful area, and it's the place where I've had some of the best experiences of my life. So I think if little bits of me are going to sit for thousands of years, I'd want them to sit here.
Jackie Northam, NPR News.
And we have more from our Dead Stop series at npr.org.